Hey guys from English Experts, I'm Rafael Esquerdo and I am here today to talk about some topics. I made a list with all the topics that I wanted to talk about. Oh, my cell phone is ringing right now. Okay. So I made a list with all the topics that I wanted to talk about, and the first topic is about the fear of speaking. I noticed that a lot of people here, they are afraid to talk in English. I just have one thing to say about that. When I was a when I study English at an English school at IASG, I was that student that when the teacher asked something, I was the first one to put my hands up and say, "Okay, I want to answer." So I was in touch with the language all the time, even though I had just 3 or 2 hours a week. But when I was in there, I tried to talk in English all the time, and I think it was a very important tool to develop my English. I really want to say that you just know how much knowledge you have about a language when you have to use it. For example, let's say that you have a parent living abroad, and your mother ask you to call the parent to say hi and how are you, how the things are doing. So that time is when you realize how much you know, how much you need to study. So one thing that I thought was really nice is about Daniel. Daniel made a podcast, and that's is in here in English Expert on the first page. He talks about the experience that he had in Brazil. He's an American guy, and he started learning Portuguese because of his jiu-jitsu teacher. And then when he came to Brazil, he found some difficulties to speak with native people. But he told us about a story that happened when he was in the airport, and he didn't know exactly what the time the airplane was leaving. So he had to call his friend, his Brazilian friend, and talk to him by the phone. So he said, "Oh, it was a little bit difficult, but that time I realized how much I knew in Portuguese, how much I knew about Portuguese, and I did it. I could talk to my friend in Portuguese, and that's what worth." So I have a kind of story too. In 2009, I traveled to USA for the first time, and when I got there, I didn't have anyone to help me. So I was looking for a map. I was a kind of lost in New York City, so I had to find a map to see where I was. And so I went to a policeman, and I asked to her, "Oh, you know where can I find a map? Because I'm a kind of lost here. I'm from Brazil." So the woman, she told me where I could find a map, and she told me so many things that helped me at the time. So that's what nice. That's that's an important thing, because you study a language for a long time, a long, long time. And you study hard and hard and hard. And then when you have to use it, and you can use it very well, that's what makes you happy. That's what makes you happy. Because you see that all that time that you spent studying English and going to an English school, that's you were using that, so that's very, very nice. Okay, there is one more topic that I wanted to talk. It is about having a goal. You know, when you have a goal, when you have a goal, things are much more easier. I mean, much easier. Alessandro told us, Alessandro mentioned in a topic here, I think it's Daniel's topic. Alessandro mentioned it. What about if you ask yourself, why do you study English? I kind of made this question to myself, why do I study English? And I realized that I have a goal. I mean, I wanted to study English because I really like traveling. So when I travel to somewhere, I don't have to feel that feeling of you can't speak with anyone because you don't know the language. So I study English because I want to watch movies without subtitles. I went serious without subtitles. If one day I need to call abroad, some country abroad, I want to be able to talk, you know. So why don't you ask this question to yourself? Why do you study English? Do you study English because your mother wants you to study, or do you study English because you really like it? You know? So guys, I think that's it. I practiced my English here very much. So let's see. Let's see what you guys think about my English. See you around, and I really wanted to see you guys making audios and put here just to practice your English, you know. It's very nice when you speak in English without no fear, like I'm doing now. I'm sure that I said so many words here in a wrong way. I have just said way in a wrong way. So, but I'm not afraid to talk. So let's talk and let's keep this topic alive. Okay, see you guys. Bye bye.